The new jobless numbers were out this morning, and they, well, were so-so. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the third day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Mortgage rates dropped yet again. Facebook has more legal issues in store for them. COVID-19 and grocery store employees. It's a new study that was out today. A department store lament. That's what we've got for you today. Also, Wall Street Report is in, and that's turning out to be mixed. And Spotify hopes to rule the world of podcasting. Let's get into the news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can reach us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. I've got a bunch of numbers coming at you. They're the jobless claims from last week. You ready? Here we go. 712,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless benefits in the week that ended November 28. Now, to be sure, that's down from a revised 787 claims the week earlier, and it's better than what economists polled by FactSet had been expecting at 778,000 claims. Now, in addition, the Labor Department said continuing claims, which are the number of people not just filing but staying on unemployment benefits, came in at 5.5 million for the week that ended November 14. That also was down from a revised 6 million the previous week. All of it a marked improvement, but yes, there is a but. That is still a whopping number of Americans without a job, and the other shoe to drop comes on January 1st, when the moratorium on evictions ends. Millions of Americans could become homeless. So, yeah, there's that. One final set of numbers for you, just to keep things in perspective. Job losses last month, in the month of November, rose by 45% compared to cuts announced in November of 2019. For the year to date, 2.2 million job cuts have been announced, almost four times the number of jobs lost in all of last year. Yesterday also marked the highest number of deaths from COVID-19 in the United States. Over 2,700 Americans died from the disease, according to Johns Hopkins, and the number of patients hospitalized from COVID-19 surpassed 100,000 people. That also put a woe on Wall Street today, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. How about some good news? Freddie Mac today said the 30-year fixed mortgage rate dropped to 2.71%. That's down from 2.72%. The new level marks the rate's 14th record low of the year. Near-zero interest rates have pushed borrowing costs to historically low levels and fueled a buying spree in the nation's housing markets, which is one of the great things about the economy right now. But, as we've reported before, limited supply and soaring demand stands to price out potential home buyers and erode the benefits of a low-rate environment. The Department of Justice today sued Facebook, alleging it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders. According to the news release, the DOJ alleges that Facebook did not consider qualified and available U.S. workers for more than 2,600 positions with, get this, an average salary of $156,000. A Facebook spokesperson said in a statement, the company, quote, has been cooperating with the DOJ in its review of this issue, and while we dispute the allegations in the complaint, we cannot comment further on pending litigation, end quote. The DOJ alleged Facebook used tactics that discriminated against U.S. workers beginning no later than January 1st of 2018, and through at least September 18th of last year. Those tactics? Well, they included failing to advertise open positions on their careers website and refusing to consider U.S. workers for those roles. Facebook stock, by the way, was down by 1.9% today. In a new study from the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine, we learn that frontline grocery store workers have a very high rate of testing positive for COVID-19. In fact, they are 5 times more likely to test positive than other grocery store employees. Just as troubling, about 76% of those grocery workers who test positive have no symptoms and may unknowingly spread the virus to others. Already in decline due to changing shopping habits of consumers, department stores got a double whammy when COVID-19 came calling. It shuttered malls and the stores that anchored them. That prompted even more online shopping, which put further pressure on the once mainstay of the middle to upper class shopper. And the decline of those once retail meccas is something to pay attention to. Why? Well, Samantha Oldham of the Recode writes, quote, "Department stores employ hundreds of thousands of people and occupy an outsized space in our communities. Their gradual disappearance, as well as what is replacing them, tells us something about where we are headed," end quote. And the question must be asked, where might we be headed? The answer is further income disparity, more unemployment, and even the loss of human interaction. Stocks finished the day mixed, pairing early gains after Pfizer reportedly reduced its shipment of the coronavirus vaccine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 85 points, or nearly 0.3, to close at 29,969. The S&P 500 ended down fractionally, and the NASDAQ rose by 0.2%. The Wall Street Journal reported that Pfizer expects to ship half of the doses it had planned, after finding raw materials in early production that did not meet its standard. The Pfizer vaccine was approved by Great Britain, but enthusiasm was dented by the realization the U.S. could be in for a very difficult winter until a vaccine is widely distributed. The director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned that total deaths from COVID-19 in the United States could reach close to 450,000 souls by February unless Americans take greater precautions. And finally, there is this. One big phenomenon during the pandemic of 2020 has been the rise in digital audio as millions of listeners of all ages turn to online music and podcasts to get them through their darkest times. Spotify has been a company that has reaped the rewards of this paradigm shift. Spotify now has a library with over 2 million podcasts on its platform, and this newscast, by the way, is one of them. The podcasts come in different languages that span interests ranging from comics and politics to business and sports. Less celebrated, but also no less important, are Spotify's wooing of influencers to podcast and to do so using Spotify's tools and distribution. That has also increased revenue for Spotify as people shift to paid subscriptions. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines for all of us that put this together each and every day. Thanks for listening. That would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, Aaron Libby in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is none other than Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.